Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we got Lovie Smith coming up at 1 o'clock live. It's must listen.
It is.
I will say that. So we'll hear from the man who invented football, Lovie Smith. Smartest guy in the room. The moderator. Can't remember exactly what he says from 1 minute to the next, but he moderates nonetheless.
He's Sean Spicer. He's the White House press secretary, telling you what you can and can't ask, who can and can't ask. It's just a joke. And he knows better. It's a joke. By the way, I love that DJ Bienemy right now on Twitter is highlighting positives from yesterday. I want to believe it. In my mind's eye, I'm reading it with a...
Is he trying to be funny?
That's what I want to believe.
Is DJ trying to be funny?
That's what I want to believe.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. I can't believe this is happening right now. But there's a nobody's talking about that I think... Like, if you're, regardless of how you feel about Nick Caserio, and look, just to be clear, we like the job that he's done, regardless of how difficult you think it is, of getting through the mud. I think he's done a good job, did a good job with the Watson trade. I think the assets, now maybe not the organizational philosophy and maybe not the extra BS, but the assets are lined up to where the right front office guy can get this thing heading in the right direction remotely quickly. If they make the right moves. Now, whether or not he's the guy, that's not even what I'm going to bring up. But there is something really discouraging about Nick Caserio that now that we've had a large enough sample size this season, there is something really discouraging that might be the most troubling thing of all.
And that is?
The way in which he fired David Culley. And neither one of us had an issue with David Culley being fired.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a problem with it. Although Lovie Smith, not that much better, at the moment.
No, he's not.
But the David Culley, like David Culley going up there and being the face of the organization, it was just getting a little bit rough. And there were times where it was really rough watching him coach. But if we are to believe, and again, Nick Caserio knows everything about media. So there are some people who aren't good at their jobs, according to him, according to Nick the God. There were reports, and Nick Caserio, you'll hear him in a sec, actually addressed that part of the reason why David Culley and the Texans parted ways was because David Culley was unwilling to fire Tim Kelly,
mm-hmm.
who, by the way, he didn't hire. So it's weird to ask him to fire Tim Kelly. Now, neither one of us is going to say that Tim Kelly is Bill Walsh or that he's an awesome play caller. I don't think so. But... these philosophical disagreements that Nick Caserio mentioned when he fired David Culley,
mm-hmm.
the fact that David Culley did not think that Pep Hamilton was worthy of replacing Tim Kelly as offensive play caller, it looks like he was right.
It's looking like it right now.
So David Culley actually looks smarter than Nick Caserio when it comes to philosophy at the moment, because I think we agree Pep Hamilton's been a disaster and Tim Kelly was a better play caller. So these philosophical differences, David Culley was actually right.
I don't know if that's what it necessarily was, but the end result is he was right. Like, he might just been a loyal guy.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not gonna fire them.
But even then, they wanted him to do something that ended up
and
being
pushed back.
Proven as something that wasn't an upgrade.
Yeah, and he pushed back. So
that's crazy.
It is crazy. I think that's a good point. I mean, for whatever reason, you know, he pushed back on it, didn't want to do it, and got fired because of it. Let me ask you this question. I just jotted this down as I'm listening to you. If Lovie Smith is the head coach in 2023?
I am going to be miserable.
Finish this sentence. The Texans are blank. If Lovie Smith is the coach, because we knew what was coming with David Culley, and it was just he was so in over his head. He was so unqualified and inadequate at his job. We saw it coming. Lovie Smith is in some respects worse. At least David Culley could handle, you know, standing in front of the media, understanding what they're doing.
Could he?
And as better than this. Better than this. If Lovie Smith is the head coach next year, the Texans are blank.
Handcuffed. I mean, I think they're handcuffed. That to me would mean that you don't feel that you can get a better option. I think you're handcuffed with the way Lovie Smith calls defense. I think your young quarterback, assuming that you're going to have one, would be handcuffed. If Lovie Smith is the head coach next year, then I think you'll be handcuffed.
What do you think?
I think they're real talk, man.
I think they're going backwards. I think they're going backwards if Lovie Smith is the coach next year. I really do. And I think it'll be a bigger reflection on Nick Caserio than he's ever experienced in his life. Nick Caserio has lived a good life these last couple of years, man. You know, you mentioned I wrote about it late last week. He has lived a really good life. It was never always his fault. Anything was really his fault. He could make some moves and mistakes, and everybody loved it because he seemed normal and smart and was certainly not, you know, he certainly had a resume. He wasn't inept. That all changes. If he brings back Lovie Smith, it's not just they're going backwards. I think it's a direct reflection of Nick Caserio, too.
You want to hear Nick Caserio talk about these philosophical differences he had with David Culley?
I would love it. Let's go back.
It's gonna irk you so much.
It might.
It is going to irk you so much. Here was Caserio talking about the philosophical differences of the past with David Culley.
If you just take a global view, let's take the Houston Texans out of it. Okay.
Gracious.
If you look at any big corporation, any big business, Google, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, look at it from a global perspective. At the end of each year, what you want to do is make an evaluation, an assessment about where your program is, what are some of the things that you did well, what are some of the areas maybe that you didn't do as well, that you struggled, and what do we need to do to fix those problems moving forward. So I would say when you look at our team, there was some things that we did okay, and there's some other areas, quite frankly, that weren't good enough. I would say all of us need to be better. We need to be better. I certainly need to be better. I'm not going to hide from those things. But to your question, I think, you know, it's about moving forward, and it's about, I would say, being, I would say, open-minded to potentially making some changes, whatever those entail, okay, whatever that constitution looks like.
That constitution.
Yeah, the constitution, all that. The other nobody's talking about, and I don't know whether this is supposed to make you feel better or worse about Nick Caserio, I think Lovie Smith was an Easterby guy. He was there before David Culley. They hired him. I think Lovie Smith was part of, and I don't know if this is all Easterby or if Caserio was 100% on board on it, but it seemed like they were laying out the staff to where McCown was going to be here. Lovie Smith was going to be the defensive coordinator because of his relationship with McCown, and that was what was going to happen. So I don't know whether that makes me feel better. I don't know whether that makes me feel worse, but it does feel like Jack Easterby had as much of a hand in Lovie Smith's arrival as anything. And that's not just like me shooting from the hip. I think there's very logical context clues, and there's conversations that I've had that lead me to believe that this was part of the McCown plan, which Easterby was a part of. I don't know. I think it's unfair at this point, especially based on what we've heard from Nick, for even me to blame Easterby for everything, because Caserio sounds a lot like Easterby with some of the stuff that he says. But let's just keep in mind, he was part of the McCown plan.
Yes, but I also feel that you would agree with this. I mean, it was fine, and he served a great purpose for a while. But that is long gone.
Lovie was the right hire at the time.
Yeah.
And I still don't think it was a bad hire because there weren't too many coaches that are going to have success with this, but no. We know what type of coach Lovie Smith is. We know that no other NFL team was going to hire Lovie Smith. So to simplify it and say no one would win with this team, you're basically ignoring nearly three decades of proof as to what kind of coach Lovie Smith is.
Right.
And the other thing that I think is very, very relevant is process over results is what Nick Caserio talks about, which, by the way, what a great world he lives in to be able to say process over results and talk about who's good at their jobs and who's not and stuff. Like, when you live in that process over results, and I don't even necessarily think it's a bad philosophy, but when you live in that land, you can go around telling everybody it all matters and fire equipment guys because you have the wrong game pants, and you can go around as the worst team in football saying, you know, these media types aren't good at their job. Process over results is true, but it's also it can also lead you to be delusional and unaccountable, which is what I think Jack Easterby was, and I wonder like how accountable Nick Caserio is. But with all that said, the most important thing Lovie Smith needed to do as head coach of this team, because nobody had any on-field expectations. I did think the defense would be better than it is, but it's yeah. not. He was going to be the face of the organization. He was going to be the voice of the organization. He was going to be the representation of the organization. He stinks at that.
Absolutely.
He is awful at it, and he's broken, and I don't know why, but he is embarrassing when he goes up to the podium, and I'm amused by it. I can't wait to hear him at 1 o'clock, but it's bad.
Yeah, well, you'll hear him right here in about 49 minutes, but it's also a reflection of Caserio more now, as we've said, but now there's this. Cal McNair showed up in the press conference room yesterday.
Thank you. I need Cal. I need Cal and Hannah. We need Cal and Hannah more than we ever have right now. They need to evaluate this.
Cal didn't just happen by and say, yeah, I wonder what's going on in here. I think I'll listen. No, no. Maybe Cal is realizing, you know, he's got more of his arms wrapped around this organization than he did at first. He kind of has a good feel for things. Clearly, things are worse than they've ever been. You say that you expected more from the defense. I expected more from the offense. Anything. We were saying anything would be better than Tim Kelly. We were wrong.
Right.
Pep Hamilton is worse than Tim Kelly. Players are not developing. Not just Davis Mills. Players are not developing.
I agree. On the text line, there's way too many people saying this, by the way. I truly believe it's a trailer wheel and frame text line. I truly believe Lovie Smith is doing exactly what him and Caserio discussed before the season started. Evaluate Mills and get the number one pick. Come on, man. Like, man, whatever you are, like, give me a break. The dude is sitting there trying to hide a competitive advantage when it comes to Kyle Allen. If you really think that Lovie Smith is doing this because there's some master plan, like, He's literally had 11 losing seasons out of the 17 that he's coached. He's had one 500 record. Like, let's be serious. He's out there trying to win. They're not trying to take. Now, are things set up with the cap and stuff to where it wouldn't be the worst thing if they lose? Yes, but don't be silly and don't be some sort of conspiracy theory weirdo and say that. And I don't mean that derogatory or anything like that. But don't be goofy. I don't mean that derogatory either. Yeah, I kind of do. Don't be a goofy weirdo and think that Lovie Smith has some sort of master plan where he's like, well, you know, let's go out there and try to lose. Come on. Like,
this was his only chance to get a coaching job.
Yes.
Why
yes.
would he just throw stop. All of that away just to lose on purpose?
But all that said, I think he knew his eyes were wide open on what he was getting into. But because of what Figgy said, I'll take it. You know, I'll take it because I wasn't going to be a head coach in the NFL under any other circumstance. I understand we're going to be bad. I understand that some people in this organization aren't going to be too upset if we lose and get the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
But he's not, quote,
he should be trying to coach like he's trying to get another contract
extension.
Exactly. He's trying to win. Like, they're trying to win. And if you watch the way Lovie Smith is coaching, he's trying to win. Like, look at the full body of work. There's not, like, some sort of, like, master plan with Lovie Smith. That drives me nuts.
And he's fighting for his job with delusion. Like he's saying it doesn't matter who the quarterback was in the second half. We showed progress. What?
And he's talking about competitive
advantage.
That's the
MVP. What about the potential MVP you're facing. And then they pull him in the third quarter.
What about the competitive advantage?
Right, right. So let's balance those two things out. Right? He says, I don't want to say who the starting quarterback is because if Kyle Allen's name gets out there, boy, that's a competitive advantage for the Dolphins. And then on the other hand, he's saying, it's no big difference between Tua Tagovailoa and the backup quarterback in Miami. Well, okay. If it's not a competitive advantage, then when is it? Why is it for you? And why is he? This whole post-game stuff and these whole press conferences in general.
Entertaining.
They're entertaining. I'm sure it'll be entertaining today at 1
p.m. o'clock.
But he knew what he was getting into, and then he gets belligerent about it. That's what he is. He's belligerent about questions that you and I, and more importantly, Texans fans want to know.
But he also just can't even follow his own line of thinking.
Right. Right.
He's the one that brought up it was a competitive advantage. I think it's a fair – well, what's the competitive advantage?
Mm-hmm.
And he could say, well, I don't want them to have to plan for something, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, say it. Like, just answer the question. I mean, it's not that hard. And I don't know why he's not more used to losing. Seriously, like, I don't get it. Like, how is he not used to it? It's what he does.
Yeah. That's what he's done a lot.
That's what he's done since Chicago.
That's what he's done a lot.
So I don't understand what, like, is this really, like, bothering you that much? Is that where we're at?
That's where he is. He's more obsessed, publicly anyway, with what questions are asked and how this team is perceived than how this team really is. Because he gets offended by questions about... You know, I mean, we've heard it. You'll hear it again.
How dare you question me?
Yeah. How dare you question me? You know, and all these other things. He gets offended by that than what the team really is. The team is horrible. This is a bad, bad football team. Maybe the worst this city's ever seen.
Let's have somebody else. We can turn this into you and me forever.
And you're turning it into you and me?
Ask a couple questions.
It's not you and me, man. It's the team and responsibility. And by the way, like I said, you know that this was going to happen. It's crazy.
What if he beats Cleveland?
I don't think it matters. It'll be cool for a while.
No, I just think it'd be a cool thing.
He'll be back next year.
Nah.
Heck no. Heck no.
But it would be cool for him to get
it done. What are the odds of him being back next year?
I don't think they're good, and I actually think it's going to help the Texans out because I think that Nathaniel Hackett's one and done. If I were Nick Caserio and I were the McNairs, I would fire Lovey the exact same day that Nathaniel Hackett gets fired. If he would have got fired yesterday, I would have fired Lovey yesterday. But the day that Nathaniel Hackett gets one and done, Lovey, same announcement. Yeah. Boom. If I'm PR, that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Same day.
They're not real good at PR.
No, they're good at PR. Casario and Lovey aren't
PR.
The PR
staff is, but
Casario and Lovey aren't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They have this paranoia. Mm-hmm. I can promise you, if they listen to the PR staff, I don't think last Wednesday would have happened.
What a concept.
Yeah, I don't think last Wednesday would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we blame Jack for screwing it up. Jack ain't here no more.
Yeah.
Or is he? Lunchtime confessions coming up. Jack is kind of living on, and I will lay out the proof. Plus, I think a lawsuit should be dropped. After what I saw yesterday, I think a lawsuit should be dropped. I'll explain myself. Lunchtime confessions next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Watch this.
These are my confessions. It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, lunchtime confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Monday through Friday, 12:20, we confess our sins to you, the loophole. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Sometimes they have to do with sports, sometimes they don't, but we're very, very transparent with you. Watch this. These are my confessions. This was Nick Caserio last week with Payne and Pendergast talking about reports of Kamu Grusey-Hill wanting to be released and the semantics and the back and forth and stuff. And I'm going to tell you why, when I heard this, I immediately thought, okay, maybe Jack ain't gone. Maybe the spirit of Jack is living on at NRG.
Yeah, I would say it's a fairly, everything is nuanced, and I would just say, generally speaking, this is an indictment against you or Seth or anybody else, but I would say I think we all have to be careful of believing everything that what some reporter says, well, here's what Nick said, or here's what's going on. Until you really have all the facts, I think it's hard to make an assessment about like what the situation actually is. I would say in those particular situations, quite frankly, Sean, I think there's been some mischaracterization, but that's okay. That's the world in which we live. Like, I mean, that's the way it is. So we felt like the best thing was for us to just kind of part ways. I would say what's reported and what's said about how we ended up at that point, quite frankly, I think is inaccurate. But, I mean, that's okay. That comes with the territory. So I think that's just the day and age in which we live. So understanding that you all have a job to do, you do it very well, but I think some people, quite frankly, don't do it as well as maybe the perception is. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
All right. So what can you clear up then?
I've seen Jack Easterby send that exact text, talking about some media people aren't good at their job. I saw it one time after the meeting, and I've seen it other times from multiple people. And when I heard that, I said, okay, well, okay. I've tried to separate Jack and Nick, but old Nick's saying the same old things that old Jack is saying. So as much as we've hoped stuff has changed, with the paranoia of not unveiling the quarterback, the fact that it leaked out, the fact that he said that, the fact he basically says it all matters except what I suck at right now, which is putting a good football team on the field. I just wondered, and this is how Nick lost one of his top supporters, at least being all in. His approval rating dropped. I won't say he lost it. His approval rating dropped. His approval rating with me right now is probably about 58%. It was
barely above water.
Probably 58%. That's how that when I know that he's just saying the same stuff as Jack, it just kind of
And the other thing hit me is, before we get onto the rest of the confession, since you brought it up again here, it's not just what they're saying; it's what they're doing. It's the way they handled that whole quarterback thing and being so you know, closed and mysterious and all that, for sure. Watch this. I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but tends to happen.
Yeah.
Am I just a hard-o for thinking that just because the water pressure dropped in the city of Houston at these water plants that we have to boil water?
Okay. Why don't you, Figgy, go get him a cup.
No, I've been drinking.
No, go get him a cup of water.
I'll drink.
I want to see you, Hardo.
I brought a can.
No.
Today.
I want you to drink a real water.
But last night,
Biggie, get him a water.
I had a couple of glasses of water on ice from the tap.
Yeah, get him a tap water.
And then I saw.
Let's see you, Hardo.
And then I saw that there was a boil water notice, and I'm like, it was just that. It wasn't like something contaminated the water.
Get a water in a coffee cup.
It wasn't that they contaminated the water. It was the water pressure went down a little bit.
Okay.
Am I just being a hardo?
I mean, I want to see if you're actually practicing what you preach.
I have been. I did practice what I preached. Let's get
T-Mail to get you a water. T-Mail's in there working.
We'll get it.
All right, we'll get you a tap water, hardo.
I guess I am.
We'll see.
But I did drink some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I watched the first U.S. game of the World Cup. I watched the second half.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched a second of soccer since.
Why?
I just haven't. I know we're going to be at
it's just not your thing.
Social Beer Garden tomorrow
huge,
for the game.
Huge game.
That's what I hear. Hopefully they can tie.
USA versus
That's
Iran.
A good thing, right?
Well, let's see. Will a tie be a good thing for the U.S.? Yeah, it would be. Okay, it could conceivably be. Yeah.
Well, let's play for the tie.
They're not going to play for the tie.
I haven't watched a single play
a
since.
A win locks them in to the next round.
There you go.
A win over Iran.
What about a loss?
Loss is not good. You're probably out.
Okay.
Iran will probably go.
There you go.
That's why it's a big game.
Come out to Social Beer Garden. It's going to be popping. A lot of people into it, just haven't watched a single play.
Is the U.S. really that good?
They're better, and they're really young. I think this is the youngest team the U.S. had in the World Cup, maybe ever, but certainly for a long, long time. So they're doing it the right way. Finally doing it the right way.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
For a very, 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 very brief second, like a millisecond.
Okay.
I kind of felt bad for trolling Landry yesterday, Figgy. But just, it was very brief.
The same side of the table thing?
Yeah, yeah, it was your birthday. I wished you happy birthday with a backhanded insult, compliment, whatever you want to call it. I said you were same side of booth sitting, planning out your Easter decorations, manicures and pedicures.
Good things. Good things. Manicures and pedicures, good things.
How'd it go? How was your birthday?
It was great.
Did you sit on the same side of the booth?
Did not. But I do have a confession about
Hold on, real quick. You're setting a bad precedent for yourself. I'm looking out for you when I say these things.
Okay.
Because, Figgy, correct me if I'm wrong. It's all cool and everything,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Until things get real. And things are going to get real because there will come a point in your relationship.
Okay.
Let's say you and Holly are together for the rest of time.
Okay.
That you're going to want to sit on the other side of the booth.
Well, we do sometimes. It's a rotate. It's a feel thing.
But see, you've already broke the seal by sitting.
Yeah,
on
but
the
it's not an every time thing. It's just something.
But it might be a time where you don't feel like it, and she wants to.
Yeah.
You say no, and that's an argument.
She'll be fine.
And she's like, "Why are you sitting on that side? You don't love me anymore."
She'll be okay with that.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
As we were sitting on opposite ends of the booth yesterday. We were watching the Texans game. I decided to just go to Old Buffalo Wild Wings, Old Faithful,
because
it's right by the group, yeah. So we just walked over there.
Yeah.
I took a lot of satisfaction in something that happened that I probably shouldn't take satisfaction in.
And that is?
As we were watching the game, I heard some lady yell, "You mother effer, you're an effing dog.
What?
An effing dog. F you, you sick mother effer," like all this stuff.
What?
This lady was up screaming at her husband, it looked like. like as loud as possible, like making the ultimate scene. And she stormed out. He was just extra calm. He's like, they like, do you need anything, sir? He's like, the check. She comes back in a little bit calmer, chugs her beer. He chugs his, and they ended up leaving together. I enjoy the hell out of public fights like that. Like, not like fist fights, but I enjoy the hell out of
couple fights.
My only regret was that I didn't get my phone out sooner to where I could record this, because you wouldn't believe it. I'm saying, dude, I'm telling you, I've never seen someone get cussed out like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude, I don't know if he's just used to it. I don't know if she's crazy.
Some guys are just beaten down.
He might have done something to earn it, but man, he was so calm. He literally just sat there, didn't miss his form, yeah. Drank his beer. The guy comes, the waitress comes over. Do you need anything? Ah, just the check, please.
And it's all because he wouldn't sit on the same side of the booth.
I don't know what it was, but she was pissed.
That was it. It's probably a regular Tuesday for him.
That was it.
She said he was an effing dog.
Some people just get beaten down and they just kind of shrug, dude, and laugh.
She was
my brother-in-law, RIP to, RIP to him. His wife used to
dissect him.
Oh, yelling.
I wouldn't be able to handle that.
Yeah, and he would just laugh, and that would make it worse. When he laughed, make it worse.
That's honestly me.
I don't want
you just laugh.
Yeah, I don't do anything, man.
Yeah.
Can I ask something that might be like? Was she Hispanic? Was she Italian?
No. She was
white. Just
was
crazy white,
She was crazy white woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, Italians will. It's like
my people. My people.
A lot of Italians will just dress your ass up.
Yeah.
And it's like,
he would just laugh, and that would make it worse. I would say, quit laughing, man.
You're just cool with it.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I'm starting to get a little worried about Bryce Young with this organization.
What do you mean? You don't want him?
No, like, they might not be all in. Unless there's a
what
change.
If he refuses to play here?
It is not something that hasn't happened.
What if he says, I don't want to be there?
His marketing guy is Ed Berry, who was Aaron Rodgers' guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, he's such a huge star, and they want so many great things for him. What if he becomes, I'm starting to worry about him. This is a true confession.
What if he Elways him?
If he Elways him or just
Eli's him?
Yeah, Eli, all that stuff. And that's not out of the realm of possibility. It's happened.
It'd be real wild.
Yeah.
It'd be real, real wild.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
As I watched the Miami Dolphins play this week,
mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like the Brian Flores lawsuit should be dropped.
Why?
Tua basically talked about he wanted to kill himself every day when Brian Flores was there. Did you hear that story?
I did. That was crazy.
He said he looked in the mirror every morning and said, you don't suck.
Yeah.
You don't suck.
Do I suck?
Do I suck? Do I suck? Do I suck? And now Tua's like an MVP candidate. I mean, is it safe to say, at the very least, no matter how shady the Dolphins owner is, and they did tamper with Tom Brady, is it safe to say that they at least probably made the right decision moving on from Brian Flores for Mike McDaniel?
No, they did do that.
Lawsuit dropped.
But on the other hand, you can't believe
case dismissed.
You can't believe what those announcers were saying. They said Kyle Allen split reps with Davis Mills.
Well, he did, according to Kyle Allen.
According to Kyle Allen and the guys that were talking with the coaches and others before this game.
The head coach denies it, though. We'll hear from the head coach, Lovie Smith, coming up at 1. But before that, the world-famous OG passing thoughts. Reaction Monday continues next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we're going to get you out to the Texas Bowl in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll also hear from Lovie Smith, head coach of the Houston Texans. It's always interesting when Lovie speaks. The OG has the world-famous OG passing thoughts here on Reaction Monday presented by Churrasco's.
Yeah, let's get to some of these. And not all of these necessarily have to do with on-field things. A lot of them do. But you hit on some of your...
There's more important things than what happens on a football field anyways.
Yeah, there are. We've learned that. Mike McDaniel, this was my first thought as I'm watching this game.
Per Nick Caserio, not me.
Mike McDaniel can really pull off the porn star sunglasses. He does a good job of it.
Wait, just looking at him, looking at his play sheet, and then Lovey, you know, trying to handle his defense, it was almost like, I honestly almost felt like.
It looked like he was coaching the Pee Wee game, man.
He was just toying.
And then he's like, he's so focused, man. Like, mm-hmm. He's so calm. He's just out there, like, doing his thing. He's just dissecting.
Looks a little bit like Mark Anthony, too.
And I know he has more talent. Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he looked like a character from Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, he looks like Mark Anthony.
He has more personnel, but like that 3rd and 11 where Lovey like basically ran a prevent.
Mm-hmm.
God, it was. I mean, he just dissected Lovey.
Well, it's funny you say that.
Science project.
Because that's another passing thought I had on the Dolphins' first drive. They took at least 4 shots down the seam in the middle of the field, and I thought to myself, this is like trying to read a foreign language that I don't know, because it's like you can do that. You can throw the ball deep down the middle of the field?
Against this defense, yes, you can.
No, but I'm saying just in general, because Davis Mills, Kyle Allen, with all the little dump-offs and little short passes, I forgot what that looks like. I forgot what a real down-the-field passing offense in the NFL looks like. It was beautiful. And that was Mike McDaniel. Another one. Pep's big adjustment to this game. After everything bad that's happened... with this offense, after 5 yards in the first half a week earlier, he had a big adjustment. Did you notice the big adjustment?
Instead, I missed it.
Instead of Damian Pearson, a fullback, it was Damian Pearson, Dare Ogunbowale in the backfield.
Pep's gone, right?
Although they only did it like 30% of the time.
Pep's gone, right?
Pep's gone. Everybody needs to be gone, but Pep's gone for sure. And Ogunbowale got the first carry of the game. But that was the big adjustment. Oh, by the way, how did it pan out? You may be asking. Much better. It wasn't 5 yards of total offense in the first half. It was 32 yards on 25 plays. Progress, baby. Baby steps.
2 halves.
The positives.
Lovie said they finished strong now.
That's bull crap. Lovie Smith was that was another one, but I can skip to there right now. Lovie Smith was talking about progress in the second half. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
Did you hear him? That one guy said, you sacked Tua, and he goes, oh, this guy was actually watching the game.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
this guy was actually watching the ball game.
And then I'm watching Kyle Allen struggle with that one bad interception and just kind of struggle.
That was ugly.
If he and we got some details on this later, we thought, if he and Davis Mills really were splitting reps last week, that is malpractice.
Well, they were for at least the media availability.
Kyle Allen has not started a game since 2020. And you're splitting reps? They said it on the TV, the announcers did, that they were told that they were splitting reps, too. We heard Kyle Allen from his lips say they split reps. And then after the game, Lovie Smith said, explain this to me. Like, I don't even know exactly what he said. People were saying, okay, he's saying they didn't split reps. Is that what he said? Because this is what he's...
Who cares?
But I know, but like, how are you getting...
Why are they so weird?
Exactly.
Why was Davis Mills... Like, did they... The media availability, like, they really just had Davis Mills go out there for media availability, and then they let it leak, and then it leaked anyways?
Yeah.
God, I can't imagine. How does this leak? What if they're having, like, a team meeting? Guys, we can't have leaks like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you want to be a member of a Houston Texans.
Every player has an agent. He said, we have 2 guys that get reps each week. Okay, that's not saying it wasn't split reps. It wasn't split over reps. Okay, now you are saying it. Take it from there. It felt like we practiced enough. Okay, that's kind of saying that maybe they split reps and you felt like they practiced enough. I don't exactly know what he was saying. On the Dolphins' first touchdown.
Yes.
The Texans' defense could not line up. Yes. They were all in a bunch, in a bundle. That's Lovey's defense.
Yes.
And Jerry Hughes lost his bleep. Kicked over the water jug or Gatorade jug.
Good for him. Get mad, Jerry.
Good for him.
Get mad, Jerry.
Yeah. I don't know what prompted this passing thought that I jotted down, but all I wrote down was This is a bleep show.
Might be the best one you've had yet.
Maybe this one. Although it's predating you a little bit, but some people will remember this. I said...
Seinfeld, here we go.
No, close. I said, Pep Hamilton's first half script is worse than Ishtar.
Never heard of it.
It's widely known as the worst movie ever made.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bold statement. That's a bold claim.
It's widely known as the worst movie ever made.
Ishtar. Okay.
Had Chevy Chase.
It's got to be one of the Marvels.
Maybe. But...
Sorry, figure.
How bad is Pep Hamilton
I
when
don't
his
think so.
When his first half script the last 2 weeks has resulted in that? Does he have a first half script?
Been a rough go for Pep. Been a rough go for old Pep.
Another one I had here. I must be getting soft. I don't think so, but in this case I must be getting soft. I almost posted a picture of Hannah McNair from Sitting in the Suite. When she's leaning back,
yeah, don't do that.
Bored out of her skull,
don't do that.
And I was gonna type mood,
don't do that.
But I didn't.
Yeah, don't do that. I don't think she deserves that. She was sleepy.
Yeah so I
give her a free pass there.
I backed off of that.
It's okay. She was tired. It was a long day. Don't leave Hannah alone. We need Hannah and Cal right now. We need them evaluating things.
Yes,
very much. And they're definitely not asleep on the job. They know.
Yeah,
they know the deal.
Correlating getting better with doing a few things against a team that is completely checked out. That's what Lovie Smith did.
That's what he said.
He said, whoever they choose to play, I saw improvement.
Yeah.
Whoever
like it doesn't matter. I don't get that.
Well, it mattered when you were picking your quarterback Wednesday.
I don't quite get how he doesn't take that into account when evaluating the situation. Like, these are grown men.
Yes.
Like, the Texans players, they know, oh, well, Miami's kind of just letting up on us. Like, they know that. Like, who is Lovie protecting? By the way, Tua needs to learn how to fall down like Kyler Murray.
Dude, that one where he got flipped back?
Yes.
That was...
Luckily, he does yoga.
He was limping a little bit.
He was limping. Well, of course.
Yeah.
I would still be in the hospital right now.
I would still be there.
No, I would be on the ground.
I'd be a stain on the turf.
If I'm not there, my leg's still going to be there. I can promise you that. Good God.
Exactly.
But that's the one thing, like, and when we talk about Bryce Young, those little guys... Shorter, smaller. Mm-hmm. You need to get down, man. Tua's trying to like squat rack these guys. He's getting just slammed.
And then the last one I had is, I think, relatively important. Lovie Smith hadn't been here long enough to be offended. Some of us have been here from the start, and we know what's offensive.
Yeah, we've gone through quite a lot.
Don't tell me you're offended by this question or that question.
That's how he's asking. That they asked about the team like under your watch. How is that offensive?
Lovie, let me tell you what being offensive is, because I've experienced it a lot over the years, being offended. Don't be offended by questions that we all want to know. And then trying to preach and control the press conference and everything else. I can tell you about being offended. You've been here for about a week all together. Compared to the rest of us.
And you're also lucky to have the gig, man.
Yes.
Like, no one else was hiring you.
Exactly.
Come on, man. Last week was a tough week. Wednesday, to me, was worse than what happens on the field. I don't even care what's happening on the field at this point. I don't mind losing. But, I mean, Nick, the stuff that he said, it was rough, man. It was rough on me. It really was.
It was.
And I know you think I'm
No, I knew it was real. I could tell this week.
It really bothered me.
Yeah.
It really bothered me. And I think that every GM should have to speak weekly just to kind of show themselves. It's obvious why Easterby didn't speak, because he couldn't really say anything. But I think transparency is the most important thing for this fan base right now.
Yeah.
This fan base needs transparency. 100%. And the bleep show that was Wednesday, I think it needs to be proactively evaluated. And that's Cal, that's Hannah figuring out, okay, why did we do this? What was the payoff? Are we setting unrealistic expectations? And why is it that we get rid of Jack Easterby, we get rid of all these other things, David Culley, and it's the same bleep show right now? Get me through the mud. I'm fine with how Nick Caserio has gotten me through the first 2 years of mud, but stuff like that can't happen. Can't happen.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think it's time for Nick Caserio to change his approach, his public style and persona, because that stuff is not playing anymore. It doesn't work anymore. The whole vagaries and not really answering questions and deflecting and being asked something specific and coming into some broad stroke about what happens in Silicon Valley or your systems and processes or your global view. I think you know, people here are like, we see it. Don't insult our intelligence. We know what you're doing. How about you answer a question?
Yeah, the thing about it is, like, process over results, I think we can get down with. And I was very...
It was cool for a while.
How often did I say process over results? I'm fine with it. I still believe in it this year. I want the number one pick. But I also think, like, a lot of times when people are overseeing or part of process over results operations, a lot of times they kind of get delusional to where they think they deserve, like, some sort of benefit of doubt because there's nothing tangible that can be measured. Like, Jack Easterby firing, like, you know what it all matters meant.
Mm-hmm.
What it's supposed to mean is cool. But what it meant for him was, I'm going to fire the equipment guy because four guys had the wrong pants and I'm going to ignore this. Or I'm going to talk about this because it all matters and all that type of stuff. Like, when Nick Caserio says, he's saying who's good at their job, who's not, and he won't even get specific. That's kind of strange. And it's the other thing about it is this, like, and I think you brought this up. I think it was when Easterby was having like one of his like meetings with, I don't even remember who it was with.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was someone we knew or whatever. You were like, okay, so you're questioning people for going off the record, but you're doing something off the record.
Yes.
So that's kind of strange. Like, when Nick Caserio says there's misinformation, but he won't say what the misinformation is, it's mm-hmm. like, okay, is it really misinformation? Because if it was, you could just come out and say, we thought it was the right thing to part ways with Kamu Grugier-Hill. We never knew that he was, like, really unhappy or something like that. Like, you can actually say, like, if you claim misinformation, just give us the right
a little clarity. You don't have to give us details, but a little clarity. What was wrong? What's the big thing that's wrong here? So did Kamu, are you saying Kamu Grugier-Hill did not want to leave?
I think he was mad at Pelissero.
Yeah.
And I think Pelissero is good at his job.
Yeah, he is.
I think. Yeah, no, Nick Caserio doesn't think so.
Whoever he was talking about
doesn't think so.
Yeah, well,
he probably doesn't think we're good at our jobs, but I've seen Easterby send the same text.
Yeah.
With, you know, these guys aren't good at their job, these guys are yours. My question for him would be, what makes you so good at yours?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, and then, you know, part of the irony there also is telling us that people in the media are doing it wrong. And that in itself is stepping out of your own comfort zone, telling us what our questions should be. You know, Lovie Smith is doing
You're
that.
Talking Lovie, yeah.
Yeah.
Lovie's a disaster.
It's a disaster.
But it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hear Lovie Smith coming up at 1 o'clock. Also give you a chance to get out to the Texas Bowl. Bowl season is coming, Big 12, SEC. It's always a fun time. And we got you covered here on Sports Radio 16. We're going to get you there, and we're going to get you out to Lovie Smith. Four tickets, by the way, four-piece. Of tickets. It's going to be fun. And we got you covered here on Sports Radio 610. Lovie Smith live next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.